out to Upstage. The favourite is Heavily, and co-trainer Simon Zara's online. Morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Andrew.
Thanks for your time. I was just talking to Mick about straight racing at Flemington. It seems to have its own sort of knack now that there seems to be three bunches as they go down the straight. It'll be interesting to see how it sets up tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it's got to leave up the jockeys, really. And, you know, they're all avid track walkers, and they sort of know the place to be, and they sort of sit there and they all sort of go with each other. So we'll just leave it up to Damien tomorrow and where he ends up in the run. And, you know, they end up the middle, outside, or inside. So we just sort of leave it up to him a bit.
Last preparation, you were happy enough in the last couple to sort of sit off the pace. Were they down to barriers?
Look, it's always been our objective to get her to try and to relax and to probably finish off a bit better instead of being the bunny and being a sitting duck most of the way. So, you know, just up the straight, she needs to sort of, doesn't need to be fighting Damien, and if she can do that, she'll probably finish off a bit better. So, look, we took her to Cranbourne just to take the edge off her a touch, give her a nice day out. She really sort of enjoyed that, had a good sweat on the float. So she's tightened up nicely. And, you know, just tomorrow, if she can just jump and just relax for at least 400 metres, she'd probably have a better finish.
I think we all know how good Heatherly can be on a day. It sounds like that, I mean, 1,000 metres, how do you see that with the prep that she's had?
Yeah, look, we've targeted, you know, the Lightning's been our goal. Or these, you know, we sort of really need to win a Group 1 with her. That's sort of been our goal, just for a broodmare value. And you know, we targeted the Lightning a long way out. You know, we had that issue last time with the bleeding attack, we've sort of been on top of that. And, you know, hopefully she can, she's over that sort of issue. And, yeah, and look, I think her fresh form is probably her best form. She's got good form up the straight. And, you know, she can if she can sort of put it together tomorrow, she's going to be in the finish.
Yeah, no, she's right up to them if she gets that right run for sure. What about Lux in the last here, first up over the 1700?
Oh, that shouldn't worry him. He's a, you know, genuine staying sort of horse. And look, we had a bit of a funny prep last time. He probably quite didn't come up as good as we'd hoped. He had a pretty hard prep the prep before, and probably three runs were average, and he came out one, and then he trained off quite quickly. And now, we did take the Geelong Cup and thought he'd be hard to beat, and everyone said it was a pretty ordinary Geelong Cup. It ended up being the best form race of the whole spring with the stayers. So, and that in mind, he's freshened up really nicely. I reckon he's as forward we've ever had him going into a race first up. And, look, he enjoys Flemington, and, you know, the 1700 should really suit him.
All right, that's a good push for race 9, number 1. Mate, good luck tomorrow. As I say, and I said it to Mick Price, it's the horse that's just going to get that right run tomorrow, because you'd probably take it that there's going to be three or four that will be diving late, won't they? That last 100 metres, it's going to be the strongest horse that wins the Lightning.
Yeah, look, you know, the straight racing's been a bit indifferent, so... you know, if you're in the right spot at the right time and the brakes come your way, you know, you can get held up and then push back to the inside where not a lot of one. So, you know, anything that sort of puts yourself on the speed and get a nice run is creating its own luck. And, look, I think she's going to be, I'd say Fartnard might lead them up and then, you know, maybe start turning enough sitting off them. So, if we stay out of trouble and can relax, she hopes she's one of them diving late.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck to the stable, mate. Thanks for your time, Simon.
No worries, Andrew.
Good on you. Simon Zara, Matty Allerton with Heatherly lining up in the Black Caviar Lightning.